and Wally. Bicycling some years ago, out 30 miles away, along a road and an ancient highway, I found an overpass where I could perch upon, and I discovered I wasn't really alone. I figured it was a huge love story about a boy named Harold and a girl named Wally. She was a bookworm, a hero, and a graffiti artist, and Harold loved her because she was the smartest. Wally fell in love with Harold as she knew he was a poet with a heart of gold. In 1980, some 40 years ago, the two adventurers gave it a go. They set off for Center State, and that became their longest date. In all their walking, it never rained, and it never got too sunny. Neither complained. They walked holding hands together for 100 miles. Their adventure was amazing. Nothing but smiles. When they finally arrived at Mount Pleasant, Harold quietly gave Wally her present. It was a little book of foolish rhyme that Harold wrote over a long stretch of time. They both just happily turned 57. Their life together is pure heaven. Both are super smart, extremely young, and very strong. Their sweet love for each other is lifelong. They still do their Mount Pleasant walk, holding hands for days, sleeping in until 9 o'clock. Harold makes really, really good vegan lettuce wraps, and Wally is a master at reading maps. They've been to all kinds of interesting places, and they always arrive with beaming and smiling faces. Here is where I took the photo a few years ago, just in case any of you guys want to go.